由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好，欢迎你收听今日天路导向。
We have been going through a series of messages on the Lord's Prayer.
在这几次的节目当中，我们都在分享有关主祷文的系列信息。
And we talked about the fatherhood of God.
在上一集的节目当中，我们曾经讲过神的父权这个话题。
And today I want to talk to you about heaven.
今日我则是想同你分享下有关天这个主题。
Because the prayer goes like this, Our Father who is in heaven.
因为主祷文那里这样说，我们在天上的父。
And I want to begin by making series of statements.
所以首先我想同你陈述一些的事实。
I have never met anyone who bought a house and never made plans to move in.
我从来未遇过一个人买了屋之后却不搬入去间屋里。
I have never known anybody who is planning to settle in another country and never bothered to find out anything about that country.
我都未见过一个人打算移民去另一个国家，但是他却从来不打听有关这个国家的情况。
And yet all of these, or some of these scenarios, seem to be the attitude of many people regarding heaven.
但是这一些状况就是我们很多人对待天堂的态度。
They never think about it.
他们从来都没有好好地去考虑天堂的问题。
In fact, they would just as soon pretend that they're going to live in this life forever.
事实上他们以为他们自己能够在这个世界永远这样生活下去。
Many people spend more time planning a vacation than they will spend even thinking about their eternity.
有很多人会花很多的时间去计划怎样度假，但是他们从来都不去花一些时间去考虑永生的问题。
Even many of those recite the Lord's Prayer and say, Our Father who's in heaven.And yet they never stop and ask, where is heaven?
虽然有很多人能够将主祷文背出来说，我们在天上的父这样这样，但是他们从来都不会停低去问下自己，究竟天是在哪里呢？
They never stop to ask, what is heaven?
他们从来都不会停低想下天究竟是什么呢？
If we say that God is in heaven,
如果我们说神是在天堂上面，
And that we are heading for heaven,
而且我们也都是走在天路上面去天堂，
Then we should be concerned to know something about it.
这样我们至少应该关心一下究竟天是什么的意思。
I'm not suggesting that we need to be obsessed by it to the point of being of no earthly value.
我在这里不是要你完全这样否定在地上面生活的价值。
But to let it occupy at least part of our thinking.
但是请你至少要思考一下有关你在天上面的事情。
Many times we probably think about heaven when a loved one goes there and that only lasts for a short time.
很多时候只有当我们所爱的人过身，我们才会暂时想下有天家这个地方。
The English word heaven is derived from the word heave on.
在英语里面 heaven, 天这个字是源于 heave on, 举起来这个字的意思。
But in the word of God, the word heaven is used to describe three very different realms.
但是在圣经里面，天这个字是用在截然不同的三个领域里面的。
First,
第一个应用的领域当中是
It is used to refer to the earth's atmosphere.
就是我们地球的大气层。
Isaiah 55 tells us that the rain comes down from heaven.
其中一个例子就是说以赛亚书第五十五章的雨从天而降。
Second,
第二个应用的领域是
It is used to describe the outer space, specifically referring to the sun and the moon and the stars.
天是用来指外太空，也都是指太阳、月亮和星宿运行的地方。
It is used to describe the unending realm of stellar constellations.
如果用今日的话语来讲，它是特别来描述一些浩瀚的银河星系。
Psalm 19 tells us that the heavens declare the glory of God.
诗篇十九篇这样说过，诸天述说神的荣耀。
Then there is also a third heaven referred to throughout the New Testament as the realm of God.
第三个领域应用的领域是在新约圣经里面，天就是指神所在之处。
It is a definite place.
它是一个实存，是存在的地方。
A heavenly country.
是一个属天的国度。
Heaven is a new Jerusalem.
天亦都是指新耶路撒冷。
Heaven is a home prepared only for God's children.
天就是专门为神的儿女所预备的家。
Paul tells us about that heaven in 2 Corinthians 12.
保罗曾经在哥林多后书第十二章讲过这个天。
John tells us about that heaven in the book of Revelation.
使徒约翰亦都在启示录曾经同我们讲过在天上面将要发生的事。
So where is God our Father?
但是究竟我们的天父在哪里呢？
He's everywhere.
天父是无处不在的。
He is in control of all these three spheres.
天父掌管着以上的这三个领域。
He is the power that sustains the atmosphere, the galaxy, and the heavenly country.
他的能力能够掌管大气层，能够掌管整个太空，同埋能够掌管天上面的国度。
Yet that incredible, vast,and transcendent God dwells in the heart of the believer.
然而这一位奇异的、无限的、超然的神，亦都是住在信徒的心里面。
Our Father is very much in heaven, but he walks with us and talks with us.
虽然我们的天父是远在高天，住在天堂里面，但是他都会与我们去同行，与我们去交谈。
Our Father is in the outer heavenly space, but He also comforts us, blesses us, speaks peace to a troubled soul.
我们的天父虽然超越宇宙、超越穹苍，但是他却会抚慰、赐福给每一个受伤的灵魂，让我们得着平安。
Our Father is holding together the engine that orchestrates the vast galaxies and keeps them from spinning out of control.
我们的天父掌管着宇宙里面的一切，他会让日月星辰井井有条地运行在他们应当运行的轨道上面。
And yet he is nearer to us than our hands and feet.
但是他更加去贴近我们的心，因为他远胜于我们自己的手足。
What a precious father he is to his children.
对他的儿女来讲，他真是何等宝贵的一个父亲啊。
The Bible tells us few things about heaven in order to whet our appetite, as it were.
圣经告诉我们听有关天上面的事情，是要激发我们对天国的渴望。
Every time the Apostle Paul thought of heaven, he became torn in the positive sense.
每一次当保罗想到天上面的事情的时候，他总是会感到很矛盾，但是这一种的矛盾是正面的。
In Philippians 1:23 and 24,
请看下腓立比书第一章二十三节到二十四节，圣经这样讲：我正在两难之间， 我一方面情愿离世与基督同在，因为这样东西实在是好得无比。然而我在我的肉身里面活着，为你们更加是要紧的。
That ought to be the cry of every God-loving believer.
这一样应该是每一位属神儿女的心愿。
Jesus is telling us here in the Lord's Prayer that heaven is our heavenly daddy's native environment.
耶稣在主祷文里面所讲的这个天，就是天父所在的地方。
Heaven is his natural abode.
天就是神居住的地方。
Heaven is his home, which he wants to share with all of those who trust Jesus as their Savior brother.
天就是神的家，他愿意让所有接受耶稣基督为救主的人都能够住在那个家里面。
Heaven is heaven because his government is supreme there.
天堂就是天堂，因为神至高的权柄就是在天堂里面掌管一切。
I want you to think with me just for a moment.
让我和你一起去思考一个问题。
We said that heaven is where Jesus is.
我们说天堂就是耶稣所在的地方。
How can anyone reject Jesus and yet want to be with him in heaven?
一个人可以怎样一方面拒绝耶稣，另一方面又想着要和耶稣一起去天上居住呢？
If they refuse to have anything to do with him on earth, how can they expect to be where his full abode is?
如果他们不想在地上面和耶稣有任何交往的话，他又怎样能够去到耶稣所在的地方呢？
I think heaven would be a miserable place for those who do not love the Lord Jesus Christ.
我想对于那些不爱耶稣的人来讲，天堂是一个让他们感受到痛苦的地方。
Why?
点解会咁样呢？
Because his presence fills heaven.
因为神会喺天上面完全彰显佢自己。
Surveys often show that most people think that they will go to heaven after they die.
据统计喺美国当中，有大多数嘅人都认为佢哋死咗之后会去天堂。
Their number one concern is to please themselves instead of God.
但是他们最关心的是怎样让自己去快乐，而不是去理会神的旨意。
Yet they think that they're going to heaven.
不过他们在这样想的同时，一直都以为自己是会上天堂。
I wonder why they think heaven is a place for them.
我其实不明白为什么他们会觉得天堂是他们应该去的地方呢？
It is my hope and prayer that those listening to me have surrendered their life to Jesus Christ so they can be assured of heaven.
盼望你今日能够确认你将你的生命已经交托咗俾主耶稣基督，咁样你就有能够进入天国嘅确据。
To help you think about heaven, let me tell you about 12 things.
为咗让你更加明白天国呢一个嘅概念，我想讲以下12件嘅事。
Number one,
第一件我要讲的事是
In heaven, we will be free from Satan's assaults.
我们在天上面，我们就要脱离撒旦的攻击。
Number two,
第二样我要讲的是
In heaven, there is no separation.
在天堂里面再没有分离。
Number three,
第三样我要讲的是
In heaven, there are no tears or anguish.
在天上面再没有眼泪和痛苦。
Number four.
第四样我要讲的是
Heaven is a place where there is no more death.
在天上面再没有死亡。
Number five.
第五样我要讲的是
There is no sorrow or remorse in heaven.
在天上面再没有悲哀和懊悔。
Number six.
第六样我要讲的是
John tells us that there is no crying in heaven.
在天上面再没有哭泣，这一样是约翰讲的。
Number seven.
第七样要讲的是
In heaven, there are no painful memories, nor nightmares, nor broken hearts.
在天堂里面，一切痛苦的回忆、破碎的心，和所有的噩梦都不复存在了。
In heaven, there is a total release.
在天堂里面，我们会得着完全的释放。
That is why we pray to our Father who is in heaven.
这样就是为什么我们祈祷的时候会说，我们在天上的父。
Number eight.
第八样我要讲的是，
No need for building a church building.
我们在天上再不需要为神的家起一栋建筑物。
In heaven, we won't need that because Jesus will be there.
在天上面，我们再不需要这些东西，因为我们的主耶稣基督就会在那里。
There will be no sin, nor Satan, nor world to overcome.
没了罪，没了撒旦，没了世界，我们全部都不需要去对付他们。
Number nine.
第九样我要讲的是，
The Bible tells us that there will be no sun or moon in heaven.
圣经告诉我们，在天上我们不再需要太阳或者月亮。
Because in heaven, we will be set free from our ties to this terrestrial sphere.
因为在天堂里面，我们不再受制于地球这个空间，以及不再受制于日月星辰。
Time will be no more.
时间亦都唔会再约束我哋。
In heaven, there will be no tyranny of time or hurried life.
喺天上嘅时候，我哋再唔会受到时间嘅限制，唔会再让我哋嘅生命活得匆匆忙忙。
We will be praising God and singing constantly and perfectly.
去到嗰度，我哋会唱住完美嘅赞美诗，赞美神直到永远。
Number ten.
第十样我要讲的是，
There will be no night in heaven.
在天上面再没有黑夜。
The darkness of misunderstanding will vanish.
一切的误会和黑暗都要过去。
The darkness of anger and hurt will vanish.
一切愤怒和伤害的黑暗面都会消失。
About 80% of our problems are caused by misunderstanding which clouds our relationships.
今日人际关系上面嘅阴影有八成嘅问题都系起因于误会。
Most of us don't understand each other.
因为太多人唔能够彼此去理解。
Most of us don't understand God's dealing with us.
太多人唔能够明白神喺我哋身上嘅作为。
Most of us don't even understand our own complex self.
大多数人更加不认识自己，不认识自己的复杂性。
In heaven, the darkness of misunderstanding will be illuminated, for we shall know him as he is.
但是当我们去到天上的时候，神的光要驱散误会的阴影，启迪我们的心。去到那个时候，我们就能够真正完全地认识神。
We shall know as we are known.
同时间，我们亦都能够彻底地认识自己。
In heaven, all fears, all doubts, all misunderstandings, all misjudgments will disappear.
去到天上的时候，一切的恐惧、怀疑、误会和冤枉都不再存在。
In heaven, all animosities that create darkness in our lives will vanish.
在天上面那些造成我们生命的阴影的仇恨都会消失。
That is why we pray our Father who is in heaven.
正因为这样，所以我们的祈祷一定要说，我们在天上的父。
Number 11.
第十一样我要讲的东西是，
John tells us that in heaven there is no defilement.
约翰话俾我哋听，喺天上面再冇污秽、肮脏嘅事。
On earth, everywhere you turn, you find different things trying to contaminate our thoughts.
在地上面，无论你走到边度，总会有一啲事会污染我哋嘅思想。
Contaminate our attitudes.
污染我哋嘅态度。
Contaminate our morals.
污染我哋嘅道德观。
Contaminate our convictions.
污染我哋嘅是非观。
Contaminate our minds.
污染我哋嘅头脑。
All of these contaminants seem to conspire to weaken our will to love God and obey Him with all of our hearts.
所有呢一啲相互勾结住，嚟污染我哋，削弱我哋一颗爱主同埋顺从主嘅心。
But in heaven, these influences are no longer there.
但系当我哋去到天上嘅时候，呢一啲影响再唔存在。
Why?
点解会咁样呢？
Because our Father is in heaven.
因为我哋嘅天父就系喺天堂里面。
What a glorious place!
嗰度系一个极其荣耀嘅地方。
Are you going there?
唔知你要唔要去嗰度呢？
If you die today, can you be sure that you're going to heaven?
如果你今日就要死，你确唔确定你能够去到天上面呢？
Number 12.
第十二样我要讲嘅嘢系。
In heaven, sin will not be there.
天上面是一个无罪的地方。
Just as we will be free from the pull of gravity, we will be free from the pull of sin.
就好像我们离开地球的时候会脱离地心吸力一样，我们也都会在天上面能够脱离罪的引诱。
Because our Father is in heaven.
因为我们的天父就是天堂的主宰。
Here on earth, our best efforts and our finest endeavors leave us empty and dissatisfied.
今日，当我们还在世界上面的时候，无论我们如何努力，如何谨慎，我们仍然会有一刻感到空虚失落。
Our loftiest achievements can leave us disappointed and disenchanted.
就算我们得着最高的成就，我们仍然会有一刻感受到失望和气馁。
Even the moments when we are on top of a mountain, invariably they are followed by months in the valleys.
即使我们有一刻去到人生的顶峰，但是之后总会有一些日子让我们落到去人生的低谷当中。
But not in heaven.
但是在天上面，这些东西全部都不会再有。
Everywhere we look in the world, we find injustice, unfairness, scheming, and manipulations.
我们在世界上面所遇到的一切不公平、不合理、以虞我诈的事，
Not in heaven.
在天上面都不会再有。
Millions of people throughout the world live lives of quiet desperation.
今日，世界上面有无数的人都是活在绝望当中。
They live a life that seems to be one continuous, tedious bore, and inwardly they feel that their life is empty and meaningless.
他们日复日、年复年地过着单调乏味的生活，他们觉得他们的人生是虚空，是毫无意义的。
But not in heaven.
但是在天上，这些东西都不会再存在。
Because we will be busy reigning and ruling with him.
因为我们要忙着和我们的主一起作王，一起掌管万有。
Heaven is our Father's natural habitat.
天堂就是我们天父居住的地方。
But here is the good news here and now.
但是在此时此刻，对我们的好消息就是，
When you invite Jesus into your life, He comes in and brings a foretaste of heaven here and now.
当你接受耶稣进入你的生命，他此时此地此刻就会将天国带到你的心中。
Jesus said in Luke 17, 20 and 21,
耶稣在路加福音第十七章第二十到二十一节这样讲，
The kingdom of heaven is within you.
神的国就在你们的心里面。
And that is why only those who have the Holy Spirit of God dwelling in them here and now will dwell in the heavenly Father's abode in the hereafter.
所以只有那一些此时此刻就愿意接受圣灵进入他们心中的人，将来才可以永远这样同神同在。
Let me ask those of you who have committed your lives to Jesus Christ.
我们中间已经接受主耶稣基督为救主的听众朋友，请你回答我一个问题。
How much preparation have you made for heaven, your eternal home?
你究竟为住天家，就是你那个永远的家，做了多少的准备呢？
I want to tell you a story in conclusion.
让我和你分享一个故事，作为今日节目的结束。
A farmer took his new minister to his farm and stood right there in the middle of the farm.
一个农夫带着一名新来的牧师去到他的农场当中，他们站在他们农场的中心点。
And he said to the preacher, as far as you can see in this direction, I own.
这个农夫就跟牧师说了，农夫说，牧师，你向这个方向望下，凡你眼睛看到的这一片的土地都属于我的。
Then he turned to the right side and he said, as far as your eye can see in that direction, I own.
跟住他又指向他右手边，他说，凡你的眼睛看到的地方都属于我的。
Then he turned to the left side and said, as far as your eye can see in that direction, I also own.
然后他又转向左手边说，凡你的眼睛看到的地方都属于我的。
Then he turned around and said the same thing. As far as your eye can see in that direction, I own.
最后他转向背面，亦都是这样说，凡你的眼睛看到的东西，牧师，这些地方都是属于我的。
The country preacher looked him in the eye and pointed to heaven and said, how much do you own in that direction?
那位牧师就指住个天问个农夫，说究竟在天上面这个方向你又拥有多少呢？
The Apostle Paul tells Timothy in 1 Timothy 6, 19 and 20 that we are to be laying foundation in heaven.
使徒保罗在提摩太前书6章19到20节那里告诉提摩太听话，你要在天上面积成美好的根基。
I have news for you.
让我话一个消息俾你知。
Only what you send onto heaven will be awaiting you.
只有你送去天上面的财宝才会在天上面等你。
Everything that you own here on earth you will leave behind.
你在世界上面所拥有的一切，一点一滴都不能够带走。
It will be either squandered by somebody else or burnt in the day of judgment.
这些东西一是会被其他人浪费了，或者会在末日审判当中被烧去。
How much do you own in heaven's direction?
究竟你在指住天堂的方向当中是拥有多少东西呢？
Now those of you who have never committed your life to Jesus Christ.
现在我想跟一些未信耶稣基督的人说，
You can do that now and be assured of heaven.
你这一刻只要接受耶稣基督为你生命的主，你就有了上天堂的把握。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福给你，下次节目再会。